AV Orchestrator, the industry moment. There is something worth saying about where the AV industry stands right now, not to criticize, but to be honest about what is happening and what it means for companies that are paying attention. Technology moves faster than most industries want to admit. The gap between what is possible and what is being used, in the field, on job sites, in the back office, grows wider every year. And in an industry that is literally called audiovisual technology, that gap should not exist. The companies winning in this environment are not winning because they have bigger teams or more trucks. They are winning because they treat technology as a core competency, not a cost center. They have people who are genuinely passionate about what is possible. People who do not wait for a vendor to hand them a solution. People who build one. That is what happened with AV Orchestrator. It was not built by a software company that decided to enter the AV market. It was built by someone who has been on the job sites, managed the equipment, dealt with the service calls, and understood the problem from the inside. That distinction matters more than most business conversations acknowledge. Passion produces different outcomes than obligation. A person who builds something because they saw a real problem, because they were frustrated by the inefficiency, because they knew there was a better way, produces work that fits the problem precisely. Not approximately, not after a year of customer feedback and two product pivots. The first time. The AV industry is at a point where the clients who are being served are evolving faster than many of the firms serving them. Hybrid work environments have changed every room. AI-assisted meeting technology is now a baseline expectation. Remote monitoring is not a premium feature anymore. It is what clients assume you can do. The expectation of visibility, responsiveness, and documented proof that a system is working has never been higher. The integration firms that recognize this are positioning themselves as technology partners. Not just installers, not just service contractors. Partners. Advisors, the companies that understand the client's space well enough to anticipate what they need before they ask. That repositioning requires a platform. It requires tools that give field engineers more capability, give project managers real visibility, and give leadership something they can actually use when a client asks how their systems are performing across 30 locations. AV Orchestrator is that platform. It exists because someone inside the industry built it for the industry. That is a rare thing. The timing matters too. Platforms like this do not stay proprietary indefinitely. The industry will have standardized commissioning tools eventually. The question is whether a firm moves before that moment or after it. The firms that adopt early become the firms that define the standard. The firms that wait become the firms that catch up. There is a broader point worth making here about what makes a great company in a technical field. It is not the size of the team. It is not the longevity of the brand. It is not the number of trucks in the lot or the square footage of the warehouse. The great companies in technical fields are the ones where the people doing the work are genuinely engaged with the technology. Where curiosity is not punished, where someone who figures out a better way to commission a room is encouraged to build that into a tool rather than just doing it manually forever. Companies that take care of their clients with the same intensity they take care of their own operations tend to compound. The client who trusts you with one site becomes the client who trusts you with 50. The client who sees you proactively flag a firmware issue before it becomes a service call renews the contract without negotiating. That is the business case for being a technology-led integration firm. And that is the business case for AV Orchestrator. The platform is not just a commissioning tool. It is a statement about what kind of company you are. It says you have the capability to monitor, manage, and prove the performance of the systems you install. It says your field engineers are equipped, not just with tools and cable, but with information. It says your clients can trust that when something changes on their network, you already know about it. In a market where most firms are still managing with spreadsheets and shared drives, that is a meaningful advantage. The question is simply whether you want to be the firm that has it.